It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Hello, hello. What if I told you that a banana peel, yes, a banana peel can help remove a splinter? Or, better yet, what if I told you that dark chocolate, a small amount, can help relieve high blood pressure? I'm going to give you these healthy hacks and more. And joining me today is registered dietitian Deborah Grassano, who's going to help me bring some exciting health hacks just to you. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jay. How are you?
Good. Deborah, how'd you like that first one I said? A banana peel can help remove a splinter. It's amazing.
I love that one. I think that's very cool.
So here's what it is, Deborah. Banana peels, they're full of antioxidant, minerals, and vitamins. So they are a natural cure for many of the ailments, and they help actually, Deborah, with cell regeneration. So here's what you do. The next time you have a splinter, say on your finger, your big toe, you take a banana peel and cut out a little square. You actually place it right over the splinter. The enzymes of the banana peel help dislodge a splinter and start automatically the healing process as soon as you put it on. Leave it on for about an hour, 2 hours, and it's going to help dislodge a splinter. What do you got for me, Deborah?
So I have a good one with yogurt. So yogurt for acne is mine. Yogurts are chock full of probiotics, which studies have shown over and over are great for inflammation. And we know that's great for digestion as well. But acne actually is an inflammatory process. So by eating more yogurt, studies have actually shown that it helps with your acne. Also, the studies have shown that it helps to decrease the oiliness of the skin. So you can even make a mask with yogurt as well. So you can do it like a facial mask. Like all the ladies out there, we spend so much money on all these facials and the spas. You can actually do a lot of this stuff on your own at home. And yogurt is a great thing for a facial mask because it actually, the bacteria in there, the good bacteria, can kill the bad bacteria, which is on the skin. So it's always best to get it by mouth. Orally is really the best way. That's what the studies have shown. But you can even do a mask with it as well. So I thought that was a really cool one.
I'm going to love our listeners. They're going to go out and buy a whole bunch of bananas and a whole bunch of yogurt right during this segment. I got another one along the lines with the banana peel. So during the summer months, the spring months, a lot of us head outdoors, whether we're walking on the trail or hiking or even running. Did you know, Deborah, that a banana peel is good for relieving the itch that is associated with poison ivy? So what you do, again, just unpeel that banana and start rubbing it over the rash twice daily until it's gone. The enzymes, the antibiotics will help naturally heal. So you got some splinters from being outside. You got some poison ivy. Go buy some bananas. What do you got for me, Deb?
I have another one along the lines of skincare, which actually can be used for poison ivy as well, but this is specifically for sunburns. So as much as we tell everyone, put your sunblock on. Of course, I think every summer people end up with some sort of a sunburn at some point. You can actually use oatmeal for sunburn.
Wow.
So we know oatmeal is so amazing for heart health and keeping cholesterol down. If you actually cook up some oatmeal, make it a little bit runny, so put some extra water in it, and make sure you let it cool. So this is important. Do not put it on your skin when it is warm. Make sure it is completely cooled down. You actually just pack it right onto your skin, and it's great for a sunburn. Even for eczema, it works really well. So keep oatmeal in the house, get your cholesterol down, but it's also great for your skin and just in case you get that sunburn.
You're saving a lot of people a lot of money in skincare.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this next one I didn't make up. I wish I could take full responsibility for this one. But the Journal of American Medical Association, they said eating just a tiny square of dark chocolate can help lower blood pressure. The antioxidants, it's so rich. And again, this is not one now to go overdo and say, hey, you know what? I heard it on the Jay Cardiello Hour and registered dietitian Deborah and Jay said, hey, I can eat all the chocolate I want. No, just a small amount. We're looking at about 30 calories a day of dark chocolate can help lower your blood pressure. What do you got for me, Deb?
So this is a real interesting one as well that I actually tried after I saw this, and it does work. It has to do with peanut butter and removing the smell of fish. So
really?
One thing we always tell people is eat fish. It's great for omega-3, especially salmon, which we know is one of the highest sources of omega-3. But unfortunately, it really is rather smelly. So I always have clients come into my office, and they're like, ah, oh, it stinking up my house. I don't want to move this. So one way to get around it is keep a jar of peanut butter in the house, which I think is great for anyone regardless. It's a great protein source. It's good for healthy fat. You can make a quick sandwich out of it. But in addition to that, if you cook fish in the house, after you cook the fish, remove it from the pan, throw about 2 or 3 tablespoons of the peanut butter right into the pan and cook that for a few minutes. And it actually takes the odor of fish out of your house, which is completely amazing to me. I love this one.
That is a great one. So I'm gonna, when I go by my fish and I'm barbecuing, I'm going to go grab some peanut butter. That's a good one.
Yep.
Deb, I got another one along the line of I'm going to start barbecuing. So when you think of barbecues, when you think of the picnics, you have to think about the bugs. And one of the bugs that scare just about everybody are bees. So if you do get stung, to help soothe the pain associated with any bee sting, take a onion slice. Yes, an onion slice. Don't cry over this because it's actually going to make you feel better. It'll help decrease any uncomfortable feeling. So at your next barbecue, slice up a whole bunch of onions. Keep them in a Ziploc bag just in case you or someone gets stung by a bee. You're going to help remove any inflammation or any uncomfortable feeling with an onion slice. Just rub it over there for a few minutes right on the affected area, and it's going to really help out. Deb, what do you got for me?
Let's talk about showers. So we can hit the showers at the end of a long day, and specifically taking a cold shower might just be what you need. It actually helps to decrease the occurrence of headaches and even migraines. So if you have a migraine at the end of a long work day, hop in the shower, make it a cold shower. It can reduce inflammation and pain, gives you an energy boost, and it's actually even great after the recovery of a workout.
That sounds great. So I need to start incorporating that into my post-workout recovery. I got one along the lines of not showers, but actually baths. Did you know that actually the scent of an orange, the citrus scent can help decrease stress? So if you're relaxing or want to get ready for bed, but you have so much stress upon your shoulders from, say, your workday, studies have found, Brazilian scientists actually found that not only the scent of an orange can help decrease stress, but you can unpeel an orange, take the orange peels, place them in a warm bath, and that will help create aromatherapy, get that citrus scent permeating itself up from the water, and it'll actually help decrease any stress and prepare you better for bed. How do you like that one, Deb? What do you got for me?
I love that one. You know what? I also read about black tea is great for in the bathtub as well. Throw some tea bags in there, and it's really relaxing, has that great aromatherapy to it. It really soaks into your skin and gives all those antioxidants into your skin as well. So I love that idea of the bathtub. Now, I have another one along the lines of fish. So I talked about fish before, omega-3s. If for some reason you're not a fish lover, you don't like to have fish, another way to get those omega-3s is through walnuts. So simple, simple thing. Just keep some walnuts in the house, grab a handful every day, and you get your daily dose of omega-3. And we know that research has shown this over and over. It's great for your heart. It can help to lower blood pressure. It prevents cardiovascular disease. So don't fret. You know, we're always hearing about fish in the media, and people are like, well, what happens? I don't eat that. You can get that, you know, just by having that handful of walnuts. Just keep them ready in the house, and you're good to go.
Oh, I like that one. And
yeah,
I got another one.
Easy one.
I got another one for you along the lines of incorporating good foods. Well, one thing about incorporating foods, sometimes, especially us here in America, we overeat. So to help decrease portion size and actually have you eating less, you eat off blue-colored plates. So at your next barbecue at home, use blue utensils or use blue plates. Deborah, we've made our listeners so healthy. So, Deborah, if people want to learn more about you and more healthy hacks, where can they learn about you?
They can find me at www.riverfrontnutrition.com.
Deborah, it's always a pleasure. And I think after this segment, I'm going to go buy some oatmeal. I'm going to buy some yogurt, and I'm going to buy some chocolate. Thank you again. To learn more about everyday healthy hacks, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.